Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 11th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 9 1/4 cents at 627 3/4, September wheat up 11 cents at 810 3/4, and November beans up 20 3/4 cents at 1448 1/2. The meal was up 460, the oil was up 163 ticks. Crude oil closed up 241 a barrel at 94.34, about 80 cents off its highs. The Dow Jones has broken 300 points here. It was 300 higher. It's now just turned lower, down just a point. I don't think that'll have much impact on the grains, though. The export figures this morning were light, but they corn, wheat, and beans shook it all off to close higher here, and pretty much sharply higher. The change in the forecast to a little bit drier weather, maybe a few more degrees of heat out there, has the market pushing higher. Apparently, there's some very rough seas in the Black Sea, and that's delaying some shipments out of Odessa, and it's got some ships kind of stopped and waiting it out. But some of the supplies are delayed, but I think they'll get on track pretty soon out here. Overall, the market is obviously waiting for the reports tomorrow. The corn yield down 1.2 bushels per acre from last month. That's the average guess. Beans down half a bushel from last month. The carryouts, the bean carryout at 227, which is down 3 million and still pretty tight. The corn carryout 1.383. That's down from July by about 83 million bushels, roughly, or 87 million bushels. So, you know, it's 1.38. It's just under 1.4, which is kind of everybody's big number there. Now, if we come in and they shave the yield by 3 or 4 bushels, certainly the corn's going to react higher. Now, we have to keep in mind, even on a higher report tomorrow, if the knee-jerk reaction is higher, remember that a year ago we had the knee-jerk higher reaction, and then we sold off a buck over the next 4 weeks. So I think the trade's going to be a little bit cautious of that. Wheat stocks are expected to be up 12 million bushels. I would say, in general, the production numbers are a lot higher than one would have thought with the crop progress reports, basically showing 30% good to excellent most of the year. But I talked to Arlen Suderman, who is the head economist at StoneX, and he said he's never really seen a good model on crop progress reflecting what wheat yields are going to be. It's much more reflective on corn and beans than it is wheat. But at any rate, considering the weather, I think it's a pretty good production number. All wheat is at 1.792. That's up 11 million bushels from last month. Hard wheat, it's going to be down about 74 million from last year. But considering the weather, I think that's a pretty good number. So we just have to wait and see. Weather's going to play a part tomorrow. Crude oil will play a part. And obviously the reports are going to be the big thing. How much is the USDA going to cut yields and production and carryouts? If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.